Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Worcester State University, home of the Final Four between the Pittsfield High Generals and the St. Mary's Spartans. Bob Heck here with you. Thrilled to be coming to you live from Worcester State. Thanks to our sponsors that we'll be discussing throughout the program. Smith Watson & Company, Greylock Federal Credit Union, Sideline Saloon, and KB Accounting. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We're going to get on the floor for our introductions. All right, I'll go ahead and run through the starting lineups because you can't really hear him all that well through the headphones. Starters for the Pittsfield Generals, it's going to be Brijay Ellery, Caprice Conyers, Madison Stets, Harrelin Castillo, and Kiana Summers. For St. Mary's, it's going to be Jillian Robert, Bella Awumi, Juliana Conti, Lily Norton, and Reese Metella. Now, St. Mary's, we're going down for the national anthem. So let's do that. And it's James Ryan from Pittsfield High School will be doing the honors. Through the starting lineups for St. Mary's, Jillian Robert, Bella Awumi, Juliana Conti, Lily Norton, and Reese Metella. Only two seniors on this team. Juliana Conti, a senior. She has committed to Eastern Connecticut State to play basketball. And Reese Metella is going to be playing her basketball next year at Assumption College. St. Mary's has a massive size difference between them and Pittsfield. Now, the Generals, I mean, from what I've seen of St. Mary's, and it wasn't a whole heck of a lot, there wasn't a lot out there on YouTube, they're a big team. They're going to kill you in the paint. You're going to have maybe one opportunity on offense, and you got to control the boards on defense. Where they are susceptible, though, is fast break, and Pittsfield, if their defense is right, can generate a lot of fast break points. And they'll need to do that tonight to make this happen. Pittsfield fans, damn, they filled some buses. I would say it's easily a 2-1 Pittsfield crowd here at Worcester State. St. Mary's from Lynn, Mass. Now, they have, they recruit, but they got players from Lynn, Malden, Beverly, you know, all throughout that North Shore area. They had four all-stars in the Catholic Central League, one of the best leagues in the state. They come into this one at 23-3. They lost to Medfield, who is the number one seed in Division II. They'll play their Final Four game. They also lost to Bishop Feehan. They are number two in Division I. They're into the Final Four in Division I. And St. Mary's beat them later in the season. So they were 1-1 against Bishop Feehan. Generals come into this one 23-1. Their one loss was to Minichog. And they were shorthanded that game against Minichog. Down two starters due to illness. And then the return was at the Boys and Girls Club, and Pittsfield took care of business there with their full complement. They've got their full complement today. All 10 are good to go, according to Coach Christy Conyers. Jeff Newhall, the coach for St. Mary's. We're just about set to get underway. You're listening to Pittsfield Generals basketball here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. St. Mary's, no surprise, wins the opening tip. Right in front of the student section, they're going from left to right. Kick back out, an open look at a three, way off. They're not a particularly good shooting team. Jump ball force, it's going to be Pittsfield basketball. The Pittsfield student section to the right of me. We are on the opposite side of the benches as St. Mary's forces a turnover, and they'll get the ball out of bounds. Both team a turnover apiece, 30 seconds into this game. Lily Norton with the basketball. She was also an all-star this season. Bella Umi, also an all-star this season with the basketball. Still outside of the perimeter, having trouble penetrating. 15 on the shot clock. Awumi. 10 on the shot clock. They're still outside. Shot from outside. That's up no good as Enter Sandman started playing for some odd reason. Pittsfield gets the rebound. Summers over to Ellerby. Castillo travels. So St. Mary's will get the ball back. You know, now that we see these both of these teams out there, the size advantage for St. Mary's may have been a bit overstated. They do have a girl at 6'2". Pittsfield certainly not able to match that. But Pittsfield seems to have the speed advantage. They're having trouble getting across midcourt. That's a 10-second violation. Lily Norton couldn't get across midcourt. Pittsfield's defense is going to be their offense. So unfortunately, all the turnovers they've created have led to side-out situations when the Generals want to get into a fast break. Castillo inbounds to Summers. Summers back to Castillo, just inside the perimeter. Kick back out to Summers, trying to get into the paint, gets shut down. Over to Powell. Powell drives inside, gets stripped. It's going to stay Pittsfield basketball underneath their own basket. Just underway here. No score. 6:32 to go in the first quarter. Inside to Stets. Stets tried to get it back out, and it's intercepted by Awumi. Awumi tried to break, but has to slow things down. Jillian Robert with the basketball, trying to drive it in the paint. They're going to call a foul on Summers. That's the other big thing you got to worry about if you're a Pittsfield Generals fan. They cannot get into foul trouble again. They only get 10 players. All 10 of them can play. Inbounded, kicked over into the corner for three. That shot's up. That comes up short. Taken away. Stets in a foot race. Gets collapsed on by three players, and St. Mary's gets it back. Missed the shot, and St. Mary's grabs the rebound. Up to Juliana Conti, who fires off the glass and in for three. They got multiple lines out there, so it takes me a second to figure out which one they use. St. Mary's forces a turnover, and here they come the other way again. Working on Castillo, jumps inside, off the glass and in. Awumi, a nice move in the paint. It's 5-0. Powell inside, puts it up, no good. Wanted the foul, didn't get it. Offensive rebound for the Generals. Summers inside, in the paint, puts it off the glass and in. Bringing that full court pressure now. Awumi able to get across midcourt. They got trapped on that once, and they seem to have made arrangements to not have that happen again. Swung along the perimeter. Three-pointer from the corner, up and in. Juliana Conti. She's got 6. St. Mary's bringing full court pressure of their own, and it works out. Reese Metella forces the turnover over to Norton. Norton drives inside, puts it up, no good. Pittsfield gets the rebound and throws it away. It's going to be St. Mary's basketball. Caprice Conyers is going to check into the game. Powell did get the start over Conyers. It had been Conyers getting the start throughout most of this tournament so far. Bella Uma with the basketball. Conti. Robert. Norton still along the perimeter. Pittsfield fan section looking for defense. Another corner three. You can't leave Juliana Conti alone. She's their outside shooter, and she's getting it done. Stets tried to pass inside, and that's intercepted by Jalen Fry, who's checked into the game. Awumi fires the three, makes it. Uh-oh, they're getting hot. Five for Awumi, 9 for Conti. It's 14-2. And Pittsfield takes a timeout. Support for Pittsfield General Basketball here on WTBR-FM comes from Smith Watson & Company. Proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the sideline. 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield. And KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can help with bookkeeping, CFO consultations, and more. KBAccountingPittsfield.com. Slow start. Neither team scored for the first roughly 2 minutes of this game, and then St. Mary's exploded. I had said they're not a particularly good outside shooting team. Well, I was a liar. As Juliana Conti made 3 3-pointers. They've got 4 3-pointers so far. Conti's been open in the corner a few times. They got to shut that down. You don't want to get too far in the hole against these guys. So it'll be Pittsfield basketball underneath their own net. 4:06 to go here in the first quarter, trailing 14-2. Conyers with the basketball. She's trapped. They're bringing that full court pressure their own. Nearly thrown away. Summers fighting to get across midcourt. Just does. And they're going to call a kickball on, I believe, Jillian Robert. So it'll remain General basketball on their side of the court. Into Conyers. Conyers picks up her dribble, has to go away with it, and it's turned over again. Awumi. Now a turnover. 3-on-1 for the Generals. Up to Conyers, who couldn't handle it cleanly. Now St. Mary's comes, and Awumi makes the rejection. They've had fast break opportunities. They just haven't been able to convert on them. And both of them were similar to, they just couldn't handle the ball right away. Castillo. Back to Ellerby. Now Conyers. Drives. Gets hit. No call. Awumi across midcourt. Goes behind the back. Summer's going to get called for the foul. If you're going to call that, you're going to call the one at the other end, right? That'll be the second on Summers, and we'll see what Coach Conyers does. They've posted it as her third foul, but I don't think that's the case. St. Mary's has the basketball. Baseline kick back out. Norton into the corner, but Stetz is there. Back at the top of the key, 19 on the shot clock. Norton tries to drive. Owumi for three. That's no good this time. Fay, just too big, gets the offensive rebound for St. Mary's. Owumi's going to try again. That's off the back iron. No good. Up to Powell. Powell gets it up to Conyers. Conyers had Owumi in her face, so she starts it over again. Got to find the flow of this offense. Powell's going to try the three. Off the front iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Ah, they're going to call the foul. Castillo doesn't like it. Okay, so they called that the team's third, so there's no way they had posted Kiana Summers as having three fouls. That does the math doesn't math at that point. I have her with two. Conti in the near side corner this time. She just runs from corner to corner looking for an open look. Norton, Owumi, Conti. Tried to force it inside, and it's taken away by Castillo. Generals coming the other way, and that's Fay forces a turnover. Here come St. Mary's, and Fay, she's going to get it in, go to the free throw line. That'll be the first on Conyers. You know, all those things I talked about at the top of the broadcast, you got to get your fast break opportunities and convert on them. Fay misses the free throw. Ellerby comes down with the rebound for the Generals. And here comes Pittsfield the other way. And a jump ball that's going to go to St. Mary's. St. Mary's on their side of midcourt. Pittsfield with the foul troubles relaxed the full court pressure. Swung along the perimeter. Norton. Now Owumi tries to go baseline. She's trapped, and they force a jump ball. Pittsfield's going to get it. This is where they're going to turn it around. They trail 16-2, minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Conyers to Ellerby, who's in the paint and has it taken away right away. Up to Jillian Robert, over through CeCe McCausland-Emmanuel. So a break there for the Generals. But now they got to do something on offense. They haven't created the fast break opportunities. The ones they have, they fumbled. And they're going to get a foul on Charlie Green. It'll be Pittsfield to inbound. 57.6 to go here in the first quarter. Into Conyers. Conyers at the top of the key. Trying to go somewhere with it, looking for a screen, goes inside, and the pass to Castillo is intercepted. Norton. Owumi goes inside the paint, puts it up off the glass. That's no good. Summers pulls down the rebound. Sorry, Castillo pulls down the rebound for the Generals. Ellerby with the basketball now. Castillo kicked, swung around. Ellerby's got an open look at a three. Missed it. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Mary's basketball. Not the start the Generals were looking for. St. Mary's has the last shot, up 16-2 here in the first quarter. Owumi. Robert baseline now to Norton. Kick back out. Owumi has an open look at a three. She missed it. Pittsfield pulls down the rebound. They got 5 seconds. across to Conyers, who's going to fire the three. No good. If it could go wrong, it has gone wrong for the Pittsfield Generals here in the first quarter. They trail 16-2. We'll be right back with second quarter coverage coming up here on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young Tigers and old Lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Not a great start for Pittsfield. They trail 16-2. This was a scoreless game for the first couple of minutes. And quite honestly, there was like a three-minute stretch where St. Mary's did all their scoring. They got three three-pointers from Juliana Conti, the Eastern Connecticut State commit. Bella Owumi had a two-pointer and a three-pointer. Charlie Green had a two-pointer, and that's basically been the scoring. Kiana Summers had two for, has the 2 points for Pittsfield. Pittsfield got themselves in a little bit of foul trouble as well. St. Mary's will start the second quarter with the basketball. Norton kicked into the corner. Uh-oh, she's wide open again for the three. That pops in and out. Offensive rebound. And Reese Metella puts it home. Her first points of the game. Conyers across midcourt. Castillo trying to get something going. They just can't get any penetration. Kicked over to Powell. 15 of the 35 left. Conyers travels. They haven't been able to create any fast break opportunities, and that was going to be their advantage in this game. They are back to the full court pressure, though not as aggressive this time. Conyers slaps the ball away, and they call a foul. I mean, they're not really getting any opportunities. Caprice Conyers called for her second foul, first team foul here in the second quarter, two apiece for Conyers and Summers. That pass is thrown away. Powell intercepts it. Generals looking to get something going here on offense. Powell gets fouled. And that'll be on Reese Metella. Only the second foul of the game against St. Mary's. Asia Smith-Moody going to check into the game. We haven't seen her through most of the playoffs. She missed the first couple of games due to illness, and they didn't need her, I should say, for the last two, the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. Castillo drives, kick back out. Ellerby for three, makes it! Bree J. Ellerby! 18-5. Conti the other way. That's no good. Battle for the rebound. Ellerby gets fouled. It'll be Pittsfield basketball, and that'll be on Janae Holmes for St. Mary's. So Pittsfield with the basketball, trying to get across midcourt. Castillo has it on the other side of midcourt. They left Maddie Stets wide open, who gets fouled but can't put it down. That's quickly the second foul on Janae Holmes for St. Mary's. It's going to send Madison Stets to the free throw line, their first opportunity tonight, and they haven't been a particularly good free throw shooting team this year. I've harped on that quite a bit. She misses the first. I tried the reverse announcer jinx there to help her out. It didn't work. Stets dribbles. Second one falls. 18-6, St. Mary's with the lead and the basketball. Norton drives into the paint. It's knocked away. Here come the Generals again. Smith Moody with the basketball across midcourt. She slows things down. They just can't get anything going with the fast breaks. Powell moves inside and travels. Be St. Mary basketball. St. Mary's across midcourt. They don't bring that full court pressure this time. Conti. Offensive foul. Yeah, they called an offensive foul on Reese Metella. That's the team's fourth foul here in the second quarter. So a chance to load up on free throws. Generals have the last 4 points. Ellerby throws it away. She just got across midcourt and got trapped. Nobody came over to help. Norton drives into the paint. Eurostep puts it up, misses. I'll tell you what, other than that 3-minute stretch where they were making three-pointers like the Splash Brothers, the Pittsfield defense has held up pretty good. Castillo now, they're going to get the offense going. Into Stets at the free throw line. Stets moves inside. Euro steps herself. That's no good. Castillo pulls down the rebound, puts it up. In, she'll go to the free throw line. Harold Castillo. That'll be the first on Juliana Conti. And Castillo will head to the free throw line to attempt the finish the three-point play. Can hear the crowd. She missed it. Green pulls down the rebound for St. Mary's. Here come the Spartans. They're across midcourt. Uwumi goes behind the back. Tries to penetrate. Powell does a good job shutting her down. Swung along the perimeter. Coslin Emanuel. They continue along the perimeter. 18 of the 35 left. That's where you hear the cheering because they're doing a great job shutting them down. CeCe moves into the paint. Long three. Makes it. Charlie Green. And she stares at the Pittsfield fan section. Jump ball. Where's it going? It's going to stay with Pittsfield. That was a big three-pointer there for Green. 21-8, St. Mary's with the lead. Pittsfield 6 points here in the second. They were on a 6-0 run before that three-pointer went down. They got nowhere to go with the basketball. Nobody's helping out. St. Mary's with the steal. Thrown off the face of Charlie Green, so she has to start all over again. Caslin Emanuel to Uwumi, who was cutting. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. I believe against Desiree Powell. That is the first on Powell, second on the team here in the second quarter. Asia Smith-Moody going to check out. Thrown back in. Caslin Emanuel puts it up off the glass. That's no good. And it's going to be Pittsfield basketball. I think they said she stepped out of bounds on the rebound. Generals have had opportunities to get back into this one. They just haven't been able to take it. Summers. Stats fouled. Foul! She'll go to the free throw line. No, they're going to call off the basket. How do you call off the basket? So they called off the basket. They're going to say the foul was on the floor. I don't know how that's even possible. But Stets is going to go to the free throw line for a pair. She should be finishing up a three-point play. But they called the foul on the floor. Stets. Well short on the first free throw. Stets eyeing the basket. Missed the second. One of five from the free throw line. That's not going to get it done against this team. Green overshoots the basket. Goes out of bounds. Pittsfield basketball. I'll tell you what, outside of that 3 minutes in the first quarter, St. Mary's hasn't done much. They got 15 points in that stretch. Across midcourt is Summers. Over to Stets in the corner. Back to Summers. Drives to the basket. Puts it in. They're not scared anymore. Summers with four in this game. St. Mary's across midcourt. Uwumi kicked into the corner for three. No. Green gets the rebound. Offensive rebound for St. Mary's. Kaslan Emanuel with the basketball at the perimeter. Back to Green. Good pass inside to a cutting Norton, and she can't convert. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to keep it with St. Mary's. That was a well-designed play to get Norton open in the paint, but Castillo was there to respond. Bella Uwumi over to Green. Green trying to drive into the paint against Stets, and she does it, and she'll go to the free throw line. And that she's going to get a technical foul because she had quite a few things to say about Madison Stets' defense. Like, a lot to say about Madison Stets' defense. The Pittsfield crowd's gotten under her skin. And I'm not quite sure why. You just look at the scoreboard and you can hear the Pittsfield crowd instructing her that she cannot indeed do that. So I believe we're going to get the free throw from Green to complete that three-point play, and then Pittsfield going to get a couple of technical free throws and then the basketball. Boy, you would love to see Pittsfield convert on those, but they are 1 for 5 in this game. And we do have a timeout on the floor at St. Mary's who took it. Want to thank our supporters for this broadcast. It's expensive to come out here and do these things, so we definitely want to thank Smith Watson and Company. Proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the sideline, 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield. And KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist with bookkeeping, CFO consultations, I'll get that right before this broadcast is over, and more. KBAccountingPittsfield.com. Consultations. There we go. I'm just going to screw it up again when I do the live read. So it's going to be Green to the free throw line to complete her three-point play. Pittsfield crowd giving her the business. She makes the free throw. She is mad. The Pittsfield student section is under her skin. I mean, I don't know why. She's got 8 points in this game. She's taking care of business. First technical free throw is no good. I believe that's Ellerby taking them. St. Mary's fans giving her some business. She makes the second. Pittsfield 2 of 7 from the free throw line. They'll get Green out of the game. One of the assistant coaches trying to calm her down. She backs Stets up. Castillo gets it over to Summers. Inside to Powell, puts it off the glass, no good. Fights for her own rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. I think it's going to go to St. It is going to go to St. Mary's. So they'll have the basketball across midcourt. 2:56 to go in the first half. 24-13, St. Mary's with the lead. Metella. Norton kicked into the corner for McCaslin Emanuel, who's an eighth grader and is taller than me by a lot. Metella inside, off the glass, no good. Summers pulls down the rebound. Too strong on the pass to Ellerby. So many missed opportunities for the Generals so far here in the first half. But they'd be right in this thing if they didn't, if their defense didn't go to sleep for 2 minutes in the first quarter. Owumi gets across midcourt, loses the basketball out of bounds. They're going to say it was deflected by Powell. So to stay with St. Mary's, right at midcourt. 26 on the shot clock, 2:20 to go in the first half. Norton gets it into Owumi. They got a few eighth graders on this team, too. Only a couple of seniors. So this team will be back. Owumi drives inside. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it out wide open for Norton, who hit every bit of that cylinder to get the three-pointer to go down. And Pittsfield turns it. Oh, they didn't. I don't know if that was deflected or... I was writing down the 3 points. I just saw McCaslin Emanuel trying to save it. So it must have been deflected by St. Mary's on the way out of bounds before McCaslin Emanuel, the eighth grader, again, hit that. Powell with the basketball now swung along the perimeter. Summers drives inside, kick back out to Stets, thought about it. Now goes to Ellerby, who fires the three, makes it. Oh, just feed her beyond the arch until she misses one. 27-16. St. Mary's with the lead and the basketball. Conti worked inside. Owumi puts it up. No good, but she'll go to the free throw line. That'll be the second on Powell. So now you got two on Powell, Summers, and Conyers. Owumi misses the first. Pittsfield student section letting her know. Misses the second. Rebound for Castillo. Up to Ellerby. Let's swing this along the perimeter, get another look. She's going to try and go inside. She draws a foul. Good play by Ellerby, seeing an opening there. That'll be the first foul on Lily Norton. And it'll send Ellerby back to the free throw line. She's one of two. But this place has been kryptonite for the Generals all season long, and they miss another one. Charlie Green going to check back into the game. Ellerby makes the second. Man, if there was any consistency with these free throws. But they are within 10, 27-17. St. Mary's with the basketball. Norton kicked into the corner. Conti, open look at a three. Missed everything. Summers the other way to Powell. Powell turns it over. She should have just shot that. Turnover. Here's the fast break. Summers is going to walk in and miss it. There was nobody around her. Oh, and a foul. I think that's going to be on That's going to be three on Powell. They got the fast break. Summers missed it. And then they compounded it with a foul. That's going to put St. Mary's in the bonus. Asia Smith-Moody going to check back in. Bella Wumi is going to shoot the free throws. Makes the first. She was 0 for 2 before that. Under a minute to go here in the first half. 28-17. Make that 29-17. St. Mary's with the lead. Asia Smith-Moody drives inside, puts it up, gets fouled. That's going to be on Jillian Robert, her second. We'll send Asia Smith-Moody to the free throw line. Maybe she can hit a couple here. Ugh. I think you could tell by my reaction, she did not make it. Second one's good. Pittsfield now with an 11, it's 29-18. St. Mary's with the basketball, 6 seconds separate the shot clock and the game clock. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Generals need a stop here. Kicked into the corner for Conti. Now Uwumi in the post. Uwumi's going to try and go on Bree J. Ellerby and gets it over her. Pittsfield with the basketball, 10 seconds. Inside, off the glass and in. Good answer by Kiana Summers, who's had a nice first half. Quickly the other way now. At the buzzer, off the glass, no good. Kyle Pittsfield has something to be positive about. They were trailing 16-2 at the end of the first quarter. They now have 20 points. It's 31-20 St. Mary's. We will be back with a look at, talk about halftime, or talk about the first half, and we'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR. We're back here at Worcester State College. Pittsfield trailing St. Mary's 31-20. Run through the statage of the first half. Bree J. Ellerby, 8 points, pair of three-pointers, and a couple of free throws. 6 points for Kiana Summers. 2 points for Harolyn Castillo, point apiece for Madison Stetz and Asia Smith-Moody. Generals been plagued at the free throw line all season long, and today that continues. They are 4 of 12 from the free throw line. For St. Mary's, Bella Uwumi and Juliana Conti each with 9 points. 8 points for Charlie Green. 3 points for Lily Norton, 2 points for Reese Metella. And there's some foul issues to look at too. Pittsfield, Desiree Powell has 3 fouls, 2 fouls apiece for Kiana Summers and Caprice Conyers. 2 fouls apiece on the St. Mary side for Jillian Roberts, Janae Holmes, and Reese Metella. And 31-20 is your score here at the half, and it really could have been a whole lot worse. Pittsfield scored 2 points in the first quarter and answered with 18 to keep themselves in this game. And they've had opportunities. Quite honestly, they've done a very good job defensively. They just sort of fell apart for a couple of minutes there in the second quarter. They just weren't paying attention. Juliana Conti killed them with 3 three-pointers, wide open looks from the corner. And then Bella Uwumi hit a three-pointer of her own and added a two-pointer. So they scored 14 points just in that span there of a couple of minutes, and really put this game ahead and put Pittsfield in the hole they have not yet recovered from, but slowly but surely they are chipping away. And, you know, being down 11 isn't all that bad because they did not have a great first half at all. You know, we talked at the top of the broadcast some of the things they needed to be doing. They needed to score a lot of points on the fast break, and they've only got two fast break points in this game. And they've had opportunities for fast break points. They've created turnovers. The ball's been thrown up court, and they just weren't able to handle it cleanly. And St. Mary's was able to come back and use their size to prevent Pittsfield from doing anything. And they have controlled the paint, like we said they were going to do at the top of this broadcast. Although Pittsfield's done pretty good on the defensive glass so far. Not too many offensive rebounds, which, I mean, isn't bad against this team where they got a couple of six-footers out there. Support for this broadcast brought to you by Smith Watson and Company. Proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their runs to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.com. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the sideline. 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield. KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist you with bookkeeping, CFO consultations, nailed it, and more. KBAccountingPittsfield.com. Bob Heck here with you at Worcester State. Pittsfield trails 31-20 to St. Mary's. We'll take a short timeout, play a tune here before we get back to second half action. And don't forget, thanks to these same supporters, tomorrow night we are going to be on the other side of Worcester at Worcester North High School as Taconic takes on Norwell in a rematch of last year's Elite Eight game. So we're looking forward to have that broadcast for you. We'll be on the air around 5:55. That's a 6 o'clock tip. That's tomorrow night. But coming up in just a few minutes, the second half of this game at Worcester State, Pittsfield needs to get out of an 11-point hole. And we'll be back with that coming up here on 89.7 WTBR. All right, we're back here at Worcester State. Second half just about to tip off. You're listening to Pittsfield Generals basketball here on 89.7 WTBR. Bob Heck here with you. Pittsfield girls probably played their worst quarter of the season in that first quarter. And, you know, to get wrecked like that in the first quarter, they were trailing 16-2. And to creep back into this, get within 11, is... You know, it's good. It's a good message that Coach Conyers can focus on in the locker room. You know, they hung with them in the second quarter. They actually won the second quarter. So they got to keep that going. They'll start with the basketball. The Generals are going from left to right. Summers over to Ellerby. She's got an open look at a three. Missed it. Oh, that would have been a big right there. St. Mary's comes away with the rebound. Awumi being harassed by Ellerby just in front of the midcourt. Now drives, tries to go the distance, and does. Oh, they fell asleep there. Awumi's got 11. Got to respond. Castillo loses the basketball. Awumi's going to walk in alone. She missed it. They call the jump ball. It's going to stay with St. Mary's. Still inbound from underneath their own bucket. Lily Norton swung along the perimeter. Conti, who did all of her damage in the first quarter with the basketball at the top of the key, picked up her dribble, has to swing along the perimeter to Jillian Robert. Still swinging along the perimeter. Conti just runs back and forth from the corners to try and get an open look. An open look inside the paint. That's no good. Pittsfield gets the rebound. Up to Ellerby. Conyers with the basketball. Castillo gets rejected by Awumi. Jump ball, that's going to come to Pittsfield. Good job by Stets there to force the jump ball and get the Generals the basketball back. 6:53 to go here in the third. Pittsfield down 13. Into Stets in the corner. Conyers, she drives inside. Puts it off the glass and no good. Awumi comes down with the rebound. Conti. They left her wide open. She fires the jumper, makes it. She did step inside the three-point arch, so that's only worth two. So a minor victory for Pittsfield, but the lead's out to 15 now. Ellerby with the basketball along the perimeter. Castillo's going to fire a jumper off the back iron. Gets her own rebound in the corner. They'll start again. Fresh 35 for Pittsfield. Ellerby at the top of the key. Summers. Stets fires. That's no good. Battle for the rebound. St. Mary's comes away with it. Lily Norton fires it up to Owumi. Owumi tries to go behind the back again. Ellerby shuts her down. So along the perimeter they go. Norton, a great pass to Norton in the paint. Assist there by Juliana Conti. Other way, Conyers puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Generals will start again. Stets gets fouled. So that will be the second on Lily Norton, and it'll send Madison Stets to the free throw line. Stets front iron off the on the first free throw. This has been the killer all year for Pittsfield. They trail by 17. They got to get a free throw. Makes the second. 6 of 14, or 5 of 14 from the free throw line. Conti to McCasland, Emmanuel. They travel. It's going to be Pittsfield basketball. Got to get something going. Boy, that Ellerby open look from the top of the key to open up the third quarter. If that had gone down, that would have been big. Conyers drives into the paint. Nearly has it taken away. Jump ball is going to go to St. Mary's. So another turnover forced by St. Mary's of Lynn. They'll have the basketball. They're leading 37-21, 5:24 to go here in the third. Out to a 6-1 run here to start the third quarter. Caslin Emanuel with the basketball, swung along the perimeter. Robert drives inside, and everyone sort of just let her go. Two more for Jillian Robert. It's 39-21, St. Mary's. Summers missed it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be St. Mary basketball. Caroline Sherman checking into the game for Pittsfield. Sort of this modified full court pressure this time from the Generals as Robert gets across midcourt. Conti passes to Owumi. Finishes. Well, St. Mary's threatening to run away with it now. They're up by 20. Three-pointer from Conyers. That's no good. St. Mary's gets the rebound. Trying to get around Stets. St. Mary's is going to take a timeout. 41-21, 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Support for our broadcast this afternoon comes from Smith Watson and Company, proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the sideline, 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield. And KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist with bookkeeping, CFO consultations, and more. KBAccountingPittsfield.com. You're listening to Pittsfield Generals Basketball here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio and 88.1 WSBR Lee. All St. Mary's here in the third quarter, outscoring Pittsfield 10-1. Pittsfield needed a quick start in the third to get back into it. They got back into it a little bit in the second quarter after getting blown out 16-2 in the first quarter. They trailed by 11 going into the locker room with a little bit of momentum, but St. Mary's has shut that momentum down. And St. Mary's will have the basketball off the timeout. Quick steal. Can they convert? Nope. Conyers back into the corner now. Swung along the perimeter, but the Generals did create a steal there and get the basketball. Summers picks up her dribble, has to go back to Conyers at the top of the key. Summers tries to drive, immediately triple teamed, kicked over to Conyers, and a travel on Conyers, even though Roberts stuck her leg out there to prevent the drive. So it'll be Awumi. Cross midcourt, drives to the bucket, puts it up, no good, but she'll get fouled. And I believe that will be the second on Stets. First team foul here in the third quarter. Send Awumi back to the free throw line where she's 2 of 4. She missed the first. Janae Holmes checking back into the game. She had a brief cup of coffee in the second quarter, committed 2 fouls, and was out. She makes the second. Bringing the pressure on Pittsfield. Ellerby, they got to help her out. They do. Summers comes across. They get across midcourt. Summers, pass to Stets. Back to Summers. Missed. Oh, got rejected by Awumi, who has just been a thorn in Pittsfield's side tonight. So the general basketball, 3:46 to go in the third quarter. 42-21 as Ellerby fires the three and makes it. She's got 11 in this game. Awumi drives into the paint, puts up the jumper, makes it. Awumi, 16 points in the game. Quickly the other way. Sherman turns it over, and here comes St. Mary's again. To Jillian Roberts, who's going to drive baseline. They called the block, although she had gotten past Stets and slipped. That's going to be the third on Madison Stets. St. Mary's will inbound from underneath her own bucket. Back to Charlie Green, who's probably thrilled to be doing offense away from the Pittsfield student section. St. Mary's resets along the perimeter. Norton. Forced back. Now swung around, Awumi. Sherman on Awumi. Put it inside to Green. Green has it taken away by Conyers. Conyers saw the ball and saw Green's back to her and gets fouled on the drive. Goes hard. But she's up and okay. Janae Holmes picks up her third. Conyers, just a freshman. Makes the first free throw. Her first points of the game. Comes in averaging 10 a game, so they need more production from her in the second half if they can try and come back again. Missed the second. St. Mary's pulls down the rebounds. Norton. Cross midcourt. They've relaxed that pressure again. Worked inside to Green. Awumi again. Drives. Kicked into the corner. Wide open look for Holmes for three. That's no good. Norton pulls down the offensive rebound. Sorry, Robert pulls down the offensive rebound. Fresh 35. Conyers again saw the passing lane. Knocked it out of bounds. Will at least make St. Mary's inbound with 28 left on the shot clock. St. Mary's 44, Pittsfield 25, 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Good pass inside to Awumi, who gets fouled. I believe that's going to be on Sherman. That's her first, team third. And they'll send Awumi back to the free throw line. Missed the first. She's a complete player other than the free throws. Makes the second. Shooting 50% from the free throw line tonight. Ellerby. Let's set something up to get her open for a three-point try. Conyers along the perimeter. Ellerby's open behind the arch, doesn't see her, but Conyers goes in. Pretty move. Her first points from the field tonight. She's got three. Pittsfield draws or cuts the lead to 18. Again, this is a team that can put up points in bunches if it plays defense. Conyers nearly had another steal. Green has it now. Drives in, kicked into the corner. Holmes. Nearly taken away by Awumi, but Awumi has it. Eight on the shot clock. Seven, six, five. Awumi well away from the basket. Now she's driving. She puts up the three. Off the glass, no good. Pittsfield has the basketball. Summers. Cross midcourt. Castillo kicked into the corner for Ellerby. Had it rejected. Jump ball. It'll be Pittsfield basketball, although the Pittsfield bench thought St. Mary's was out of bounds. No, sorry, that's going to be St. Mary's basketball. Minute six to go in the third. Nearly taken away by Ellerby, the inbound pass, but St. Mary's keeps control. Gets across midcourt, ball is loose. St. Mary's gets it back, and another jump ball. This one is going to go to Pittsfield. Asia Smith-Moody going to check into the game for Ellerby. Maybe run a play for Smith-Moody to try and hit a three. You're down 17 now. Sorry, 18. You cut it to 15. We're talking a little bit. Sherman, kick back out. Conyers. Summers. 18 on the 35. Summers fires the jumper. Missed it. Missed everything, so the shot clock doesn't reset. Castillo has the rebound. Blocked by Green. Summers couldn't finish. It's going to be St. Mary's basketball. A lot of contact in the paint there, and they didn't call anything. Shot clock off, under 26 seconds to go in the third. Pittsfield nearly got a steal, but they're going to call a foul on Summers, who's got a smile on her face, doesn't love that call. Well, they got her fourth posted. It's only her third. Yeah, and Coach Conyers was looking, who do we put in? The scoring station corrected themselves. 15 seconds. St. Mary's in the paint. Battle for the basketball. Another jump ball. I believe this is going to stay with St. Mary's. So unless we get another jump ball in the next 10 seconds, the Generals will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. And hopefully only trailing by 18. They left Conti wide open for a corner three. Corner three. Juliana Conti makes it a 21-point game. Drives inside Conyers. They wave it off. It wouldn't have counted anyways, but it didn't go down. A huge third quarter for St. Mary's, and they're starting to take care of business. We're going to take a short time out before the fourth quarter. We'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down. Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock. On Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
All St. Mary's in that third quarter. They scored, let's see, 17 points in the quarter. And it is 48-27. Pittsfield going to need a miracle. Tomorrow, Taconic's going to take on Norwell in their Final Four game on the other side of town at Worcester North. We'll have live coverage of that starting at 5:55. Castillo into the paint. Kick back out Stets. Worked around Conyers. Drives inside. Good pass. Now kick back out. Powell should have taken that three probably and drove inside and missed it. St. Mary's with the rebound. Holmes. Owumi kicked into the corner and left her wide open again for three. She missed it this time. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with St. Mary's. Well, breaking news into our WTBR sports studios. Garrett Cole getting Tommy John tomorrow. Owumi misses the jumper. The other way, Powell, no good. Summers finishes. She's got eight in the ball game. It's 48-29 St. Mary's. Conti inside. Pittsfield gets the ball back. Conyers. Inside to Castillo. Castillo should have drove to the basket with it and tried to get through. St. Mary's going to take a timeout. Support for our broadcast here on 89.7 WTBR comes from Smith Watson and Company, proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the sideline. 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield. And KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist with bookkeeping, CFO consultations, and more. KBAccountingPittsfield.com. So, yeah, recapping that story. Garrett Cole going for Tommy John tomorrow. So if you're planning on drafting Raphael Devers in your fantasy league, you may want to take a few home runs off of his projections. I mean, you don't want to root for injuries to anybody, of course, but it's terrific news for the Red Sox, who are going to be battling for that AL East title this year. Well, Generals losing. 6:48 to go in the game. St. Mary's with a 48-29 lead. They've been led by Bella Owumi, who has just been magnificent. She's got 17 points in this game. She's done a good job controlling the basketball. As Pittsfield tried to bring that. They didn't bring the full court pressure the entire time. They did run into some foul trouble when they did bring it. Awumi's done a great job with it. She's got the basketball now, and she's beaten that pressure again, easily getting across midcourt. Janae Holmes back to Awumi. Conti tried to get it into Norton, and they're going to say it's off of Norton. It's going to be Pittsfield basketball. Conyers with the basketball. Castillo back to Conyers. Holmes right in her face. Conyers gets around. Now Castillo, they got to reset. Summers tries to penetrate. Conyers with a woomy in her face. She's trying to get into the paint. Gets into the paint, gets fouled. She got a hand right to the face. She'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Conyers, one of two from the free throw line. Back iron on the first. I think we got a D1 game, Final Four game coming up next on the boys' side. Might stick around. Missed them both. Owumi with the basketball. Taking her time. Has Powell on her. And took too much time. 10-second violation. Summers across midcourt. Castillo. Powell. Off the glass, no good. Summers finishes. Double digits for Kiana Summers. She's got 10. Conti. Owumi with the basketball. Norton in the corner. Worked inside to Metella, who backs her way in and puts it home. Back to 19 points for St. Mary's. Powell's pass is intercepted. Metella with the basketball now over to Lily Norton, who gets across midcourt. This is just, St. Mary's just too good. I mean, what can you do? Conti fires to the top of the key. That's no good. Stets finishes the other way. I mean, there's always the argument that these Catholic teams should have their own playoff. That's intercepted. Castillo. Conyers drives inside, puts it up off the glass. That's no good. Owumi with the rebounds. And I'm a graduate of Malden Catholic, who's been blowing through Division II. Tella the other way. Past few seasons. Stets gets fouled and go to the free throw line. Just trading buckets now. 52-35. St. Mary's with the lead. You know, it's like that daylight savings thing, you know. Teams like St. Mary's and Malden Catholic blow through the basketball playoffs. Everyone complains for a week, and then nothing changes. It's like daylight savings. Everyone complains for a couple of days after the clocks change. Stets misses the free throw. Green pulls down the rebound. Norton across midcourt gets fouled by Conyers. That'll be your third. But, you know, St. Mary's has the resources to pull from Wumi. Now Norton forces the jump ball. It's going to stay with St. Mary's. Now, it's the first roster I've received all season that gave me the names, the numbers, the year, and the hometown of the player, because throughout that northern corridor of Massachusetts is where St. Mary's draws from. And they're blowing doors on the boys' side, too. Jillian Robert with the basketball. Swung around the perimeter. Awumi near side in the corner. Working on Powell. Good move. Finishes. 19 for Awumi. Summers. Powell drives inside. Tried to get over Green. Gets the offensive rebound. Gets rejected by the basket. 3:20 to go in the game. St. Mary's 54, Pittsfield 35. Awumi. Robert. Now Lily Norton swung along the perimeter. Roberts drives, puts it in, or doesn't put it in. It rolled off. Pittsfield came the other way. It got knocked out of bounds. Bree J. Ellerby going to check back into the game for, I believe, Caprice Conyers. Pittsfield will finish the season at 23-2. Ellerby with the basketball. Again, their only loss against Minichog when they were down two starters. Ellerby. And Stets finishes. Stets is quietly having a good game. Awumi, not this time. Powell pulls down the rebound. Gets away with a carry. Ellerby. Against the eighth grader, McCaslin Emanuel. Worked inside. Too strong for Stets, but she gets it back. 18 of the 35. Puts it up, no good. Goes out of bounds. Ellerby saves it right to St. Mary's. Awumi up to Green. Can't handle it. It'll be Pittsfield basketball. Again, tomorrow night, Taconic takes on Norton. It's a 2-versus-6 matchup. Norton basically returned the entire team as Castillo misses, gets her own rebound, and puts it in. Basically returned that entire team that went to overtime against Taconic in the Elite Eight game last year. That'll be at Worcester North. Our live coverage will be at around 5:55 here on WTBR. Awumi drives into the paint, kicks back out. McCaslin Emanuel. Nearly taken away, but Norton able to corral it. Powell's going to pick up a foul. That'll be her fourth. And Pittsfield emptied the bench a little bit, bringing Caroline Sherman, Rose Bynath into the game. St. Mary's doing the same. Gabby Lorenzini checking in for St. Mary's. Osumi coming off to hugs and handshakes from her teammates. Well deserved. She was outstanding tonight. Jalen Fry into the game for the first time as well as the ball swung along the perimeter. Lorenzini, Green, gets the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. That's going to be 10 for Charlie Green. And that foul is going to be against Rose Bynath. Now, once this game's over, we'll sign off pretty quickly. Clear the stage here for the broadcasters that want to get in here for that second game. Green makes the free throw. It is 57-39, a minute 10 to go. But again, I want to thank Smith Watson and Company, Greylock Federal Credit Union, Sideline Saloon, and KB Accounting for making this broadcast possible, as well as the broadcast tomorrow night. And it was a hell of a run with these Pittsfield Generals. A lot of fun. Glad we got a great turnout. I mean, attendance wasn't great the last couple of years for these girls, but through the playoffs, the school really turned out. Conyers inside, puts it up and in. It's 5 for Conyers. Under a minute to go. Just an overwhelming performance for a couple of minutes in the first quarter and that entire third quarter. We'll see a foul here. I believe that's going to be the night for Powell. It is. Desiree Powell finishes with 10. Sorry. She didn't have 10. I was looking at somebody else. Powell finishes her Pittsfield High career here in the Final Four. A lot of these girls are coming back next year, so it wouldn't shock me to see another matchup between these two teams. Inside, off the glass, it's good. Gabby Lorenzini, these girls just keep on coming. It's 18 points under a minute to go. Conyers goes down. Ooh. St. Mary's comes with the way Conyers went down initially. It was a non-contact, but she just slips. She's up. She's good to go. And she forces a turnover, and she's going to walk in alone, and she's going to put it in. Picks up two more points. But congratulations to St. Mary's. They are heading to the state championship after their sixth straight Final Four appearance. And congratulations again to the Pittsfield Generals. Just a terrific season. They finish at 23-2. But St. Mary's just too much for the Generals. Your final score, St. Mary's 59, Pittsfield 43. We'll be back tomorrow night. Taconic taking on Norwell, trying to punch their ticket into the Final Four. Live coverage begins at 5:55, and we'll have tip-off around 6 o'clock, and that will be tomorrow night here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, I wish I had better news for you, but St. Mary's moves on to the state final. Once again, I'm Bob Heck. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.